Initiative Measure Number 2109, Explanatory Statement, written by the Office of the Attorney General. The law as it presently exists. The state of Washington imposes various taxes to raise revenue to fund state government. Those taxes include the retail sales tax, the business and occupation tax, the state property tax, and various other state taxes. In 2021, the legislature passed a law creating a tax on the sale or exchange of certain long-term capital assets, commonly referred to as a capital gains tax. The capital gains tax applies to only some types of capital assets held for longer than a year, such as stocks, bonds, precious metals, or artwork. The tax does not apply to the sale of certain assets, including real estate, retirement savings accounts or deferred compensation accounts, cattle, horses, or breeding livestock if more than 50% of the taxpayer's income is from farming or ranching, property that is depreciable or that is treated as an expense under identified federal tax laws, timber or timberland, including sales of timber or timberland that result in dividends or distributions from real estate investment trusts, certain commercial fishing privileges, and goodwill received from the qualifying sale of an auto dealership. The capital gains tax allows an annual standard deduction of $250,000 for each taxpayer, which means that the tax applies only to taxpayers who make capital gains over $250,000 in any tax year. For spouses and domestic partners, the combined standard deduction is limited to $250,000, regardless of whether they file joint or separate returns. The tax rate is 7% for covered gains. So, for example, if a person bought $150,000 worth of stock and sold it 10 years later for $500,000, they would have a net gain of $350,000. The first $250,000 of that gain would be exempt from tax, and the taxpayer would owe 7% tax on the remaining $100,000 of gain, for a total capital gains tax due of $7,000. The capital gains tax also allows several other deductions, including gains from the sale or transfer of a qualifying family-owned business that had gross revenue of less than $10 million within the past year, and charitable donations above $250,000 up to a maximum $100,000 deduction. The law also sets forth how the tax is administered. It includes provisions for allocating gains to Washington versus other states, credits for certain taxes paid to other states, procedures for filing tax returns, and penalties for attempts to evade payment of the tax. Certain figures, like the standard $250,000 deduction, the qualifying gross revenue for the small business deduction, and charitable donation amounts, are adjusted annually based on inflation. The first $500 million collected from the capital gains tax each year is deposited into the Education Legacy Trust account, which supports K-12 education, expands access to higher education, and provides funding for early learning and child care programs. Any amounts collected above $500 million are applied to the Common School Construction Account, which funds the construction of facilities for common schools. The effect of the proposed measure, if approved. If approved, this measure would repeal the capital gains tax law, and Washington State would no longer impose taxes on the sale or exchange of long-term capital assets. This would also eliminate the funding collected from the tax that currently goes to K-12 education, higher education, early learning, childcare, and school construction.